From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June my 16th. Hey Iris, June my 16th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Endpoints Pharma. CEFDA plans to keep makery priorities on trials. China, deputy says. Philadelphia. Following the recent departures of FDA, Commissioner Marty Makary and both of his center directors for drugs and biologics, the Trump administration will continue pushing their priorities as part of the next user. Next. Second, from Endpoints Pharma. CMS seeks to close Medicare negotiation loophole. CMS has proposed a policy change that clarifies its stance on how products are grouped together for Medicare negotiations. Under the Inflation Reduction Act, biologics become eligible for Medicare negotiations 11 years after their approval. Up next, third, from MedPage Today, Public Health. They're uninsured after Obamacare became too costly, and they're far from alone. MedPage Today. Year after year, Ross and Rebecca Tobiasen saw their healthcare costs rise, having relied on the Affordable Care Act for federally subsidized health insurance since its start in 2014. Year after year, the couple in Western North. And then, fourth, from MedPage Today, infectious disease. Newborn girls appear less likely to get vitamin K, hepatitis B shots. MedPage Today. Newborn girls were less likely to receive vitamin K prophylaxis and hepatitis B vaccination than newborn boys, according to a cohort study involving more than 93,000 babies. Female sex was associated with non-receipt of vitamin. Next, fifth, from MedPage Today, infectious disease. Congo reports large daily jump in Ebola cases a month after outbreak was declared. MedPage Today. Kinshasa, Congo. Congolese authorities have reported one of the highest daily increases in Ebola cases in the month-old outbreak as the virus spreads quickly in a remote region whose shifting population challenges efforts. Up next, sixth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge, why ADHD, emotional permanence, and RSD make love feel unstable, even when it isn't. That particular kind of loneliness of sitting across from someone who loves you, someone you love back completely, and still feeling like you're on the other side of thick glass. The love is there, you can almost touch it. But something is getting in the way of access. For many autistic, ADHD, AUDHD, and high-capacity adults, this is a precise description of what happens when two specific neurological features run quietly underneath a relationship that both people are trying hard to make work. Those features are object permanence differences and rejection sensitive dysphoria. They are undernamed, underexplained, and responsible for an enormous amount of relational pain that gets misattributed to character, commitment, or compatibility. This essay is about what they actually are, how they work together, and what it means to love well when your nervous system is running this particular combination in the background. Object permanence was never just about the toy under the blanket. In ADHD, object permanence extends far beyond objects into relationships, feelings, and the felt sense of people across time. It's not that people with ADHD traits don't intellectually know that their partner exists when out of sight. It's that the emotional reality of them, the pull toward the relationship, the remembering to tend to it, fades in ways that are hard to control and harder to explain. Read more and then. Seventh, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. No one will ever fully understand you. Now what? Hate to say it, but need to say it. No one will ever fully understand you. Not your partner. Not your therapist, not your smartest friend, not even the people who care for you most. I know it's the worst truth. Why this hurts so much. If you're neurocomplex, if you're gifted, autistic, ADHD, deeply sensitive, or some mix of all of the above, I get you. I know the pull of wanting someone to fully understand you, to see every layer of your mind and experience. When that doesn't happen, it can feel destabilizing. It can make the world seem narrower, as if your existence depends on being comprehensible. What you're actually reaching for, read more. Next. 8th from Tell Me, Three Good Things. 15th June, 2026. Three Good Things.